Moncrief on News Talk.
Tommy with you, standing in for Sean, and I want to talk to you about book clubs because they continue to thrive up and down the country. But many of them, I don't know if you've had this experience yourself, they can descend into what you could describe as wine-fueled chat. But there is one particular group where talking is frowned upon. How does it work? Joining me now is Zoe Coleman, co-host of the Silent Book Club in Dublin. Zoe, how are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. This is a book club which is a little bit different. Tell me about it.
It is. It might not be to everyone's taste, but everyone's into something different. So it's a book club where you read a book in companionable silence in a cafe with loads of other book readers. And it happens in Mishmash on Capel Street because Carolina, the business owner, hosts a book club for us. She opens her doors late, once a month, which she doesn't have to do, but and that's how we can have our book club and welcome people to come and join us and have some tea and homemade cake and just read their book.
And how did the idea for it come about?
So myself and my friend Maeve, who is my co-host, we actually met in the days of dial-up internet, when the internet was a place that you logged on and off to. So last summer we were reading a book together in a pub, and we just thought, this is lovely. Wouldn't this be a nice thing to do with other people? And then we discovered that there was Silent Book Club. It's like a global initiative. It was started in America and they've got chapters all over the world. So I don't know if we were the first in Dublin, but we're nearly a year old now, and it just seems to be getting more and more popular. And the little Mishmash Cafe on Capel Street is often packed to the rafters with readers shoulder to shoulder. That's why we decided to do it, and we continue to do it.
So fairly different to your average book club, by the sounds of it, because as I said there in the introduction, very often that is somebody's house, and often it is a table laid out with snacks on it and wine and beer. And I suppose in many cases, the book hardly gets to feature at all.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not a wine fueled discussion. Tea and cakes. I have a bit of a history with book clubs. I had a Big House book club, and then I was involved in a fake book club with my friends. We would go on book crawls and then end up in the pub with our books. It's a little bit different, and I guess the appeal for some people is it's a very welcoming space. Some people can be quite socially anxious. So I think it really takes the pressure off to come along with a book. You've got a conversation topic. We sit and read usually for about an hour and a half. And then the last kind of half hour, 20 minutes, people are welcome to just like chat, continue to read their book, enjoy more tea and cake. And yeah, we're just very lucky with the city centre location as well, because it often people going home on their way from work. And it's just really nice to kind of bookend your week or have that, commit to it in your calendar, because I used to be a very active reader when I was a teenager, but we're all on our screens now constantly. So it's nice to just have those 2 hours at least once a month in the calendar, just to take that time for yourself and discover, like meet new people and discover new books to read. And sometimes we do book swaps and things like that, or we collect books or raise money for charities and things like that.
Right.
So it's just a really welcoming space.
Okay. And you know, in most book clubs, they will pick a book maybe once a month or once every 2 weeks, whatever. And then the general feeling is that everyone needs to have read that book by the time you all sit down together. But this is, are you all kind of reading different books?
That's it. Yeah. It's very low pressure. I don't like having to commit to a book, especially if I'm not enjoying it. I kind of been in book clubs before where I've resented having to finish the book because I haven't enjoyed it. It's great that everyone's reading different types of books, because at the start of the book club, generally, if people are comfortable doing so, we ask everyone to introduce themselves by their first name and maybe hold up the book that they're reading, and they can tell us a little bit about the book. And that's kind of conversation starter after the book club itself, because people can, you know, they're maybe looking for their next book, or it's a book that they're not familiar with. And it's nice, you know, when you go into bookshops and you've got the staff recommendations, it's really nice to hear someone talk about a book in their own words. And there's no snobbery at all about what types of books people are reading or anything like that. Like, it's a very open, welcoming space.
So. All right. No heated debate then.
No, we haven't had anything controversial to date, so I'm hoping now the next one.
Right, that can be one thing I have found in book clubs where it can get kind of heated. People have different...
Nothing yet. Not that we're aware of, anyway.
Yeah, one man's meat, another man's poison and all of that kind of stuff. People can get...
They can take it outside.
All right. But is it? It seems to be that the joy of it is that companionable... sitting together in a kind of shared space and just all doing something that you all really love.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of people in work now, if you're not in-person meetings, you're doing meetings over Zoom. And I don't know, I would find a lot of Zoom meetings, you know, quite draining. So it's great to be able to just switch off, and you can come in and read a book and not engage, or you can. It's been really nice, actually, over the year to see kind of friendships blossom. And even speaking to Carolina, who runs Mishmash, you know, people have become regulars to her amazing coffee shop. So I think people are just looking for reasons to switch off. And maybe some people would find that hard to grasp, you know, like, why can't you just switch off? But sometimes, you know, if you've got a lot of pressures with work or your family, and it's nice to just commit to yourself. And I suppose that term that's maybe a little bit overused now is self-care. Just to, again, like, have those 2 hours once a month in your, or we say monthly-ish, in your calendar to just commit to reading a book, because especially when we're so connected with our phones and screens, you know, you can, there's so many distractions that it is much harder sometimes to commit to a book. So, it's like a date with yourself, or, you know, it's just a really nice environment. And it's, there's a friend of ours that was initially very skeptical about the idea, until she came along, and she was converted. Maybe she might come a bit more regularly.
Right.
I didn't call her out. Yeah. But no, she thought it was a great idea. And as well, I would stress that, you know, it's the Silent Book Club. Anyone's free to open a chapter if you contact them in any part of the country. You know, there could be chapters all over Dublin, not just ours. And the cafe can only accommodate so many people as well, and we hate turning people away if it's full. So just to let people know of that as well.
So I'm just thinking that for somebody who might have a little bit of social anxiety, you don't have to talk, do you? You know, at the end, you could just sit there with people and read your book.
Absolutely, yeah. No, we make a point of saying hello to everyone that comes in.
Sure.
And people can just, you know, operate on their own pace. They can go and find a place in the corner. A lot of people come alone. There's no pressure to introduce the book at the start either. We're just like very aware that, you know, people might, it's because it's a nice relaxed environment as well. Some people might feel sensory overload from workplaces or being in the city. So it's just very calm, and no, there's no pressure at all for you to interact with people. And I think for kind of social events or people who want to meet people, they might feel very anxious with the idea of just how do you go up and just, you know, start a conversation with someone in an event like that. So, you know, it might take a few weeks, or they can just come and go, and, you know, that's their choice,
right.
And there's no judgment at all.
But if you're a book lover and you're sitting in the space and you're looking around you and you're seeing what other books people are reading, you're going to be curious about a few of them, aren't you?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's great for us as well, because when people introduce their books at the start, we make notes ourselves for books that we would like to read. And it's great for people discovering books by authors that they're interested in, or it's fascinating hearing the different kind of genres that people are interested in too. There's a lot of kind of fantasy books as well, which wouldn't really be my sort of thing, but it's great to hear people, the enthusiasm and passion they speak about them, and then they meet their familiar there as well, and they talk about books. It's just great to see people bond over something, or people to come out of their shell as well. And that's why we really prioritise making it a really nice, welcoming environment. And it's going to be very nice and cosy in the winter as well.
Absolutely. You're selling it to me, Zoe. I'll make my way there as quickly as I can. It sounds great. Zoe, we're beaten by the clock.
But
thank you very much for joining us. Zoe Coleman, co-host of The Silent Book Club. And remember, you can set up a chapter yourself, should you so wish.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.